The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for April 1st, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. 26 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed yesterday in Nova Scotia, bringing the total to 173. Dr. Robert Strang, Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health, says one case of community transmission is confirmed and they expect more, which he says means following the basic rules is even more important now.
The critical importance in the next few weeks of us sticking with all the public health directives, good hygiene, maintaining social distancing, only getting together in groups of five or less if it's necessary and essential, staying at home as much as possible, having one person in a household unit do essential shopping.
Dr. Strang says those who should be in self-isolation must adhere to this. As of this morning, Nova Scotia has had 6,591 negative test results to go with the 173 confirmed cases. Nova Scotia's premier had to take to social media today to debunk an April Fool's joke doing the rounds. A post was circulating social media that appeared to be from Education and Early Childhood Development Minister Zach Churchill that stated that schools would reopen June 1st with the academic year concluding on August 28th. Premier Stephen McNeil was quick to point out that this was not true and the government is still using its May 1st deadline, which it will reassess as it approaches. In McNeil's post, he said, quote, "It's fun to have a sense of humor on April Fools, but I would encourage everyone to understand the impact of their words during this very difficult time," unquote. While the business world is mostly on hold, business awards are still happening. The Municipality of Chester announced that the nomination period for the Best of Chester Municipality Awards opened today. The awards recognize businesses in 23 categories from Best Building Supplier to Best Gas Station. The only condition is they have to be within Chester. Warden Alan Weber says they thought even with the current situation, some good news would be welcomed by the community.
You know, if we can provide good news nowadays, we want to do it as best we can. So we just think that they need to be recognized, and now's a good time to do it.
Nominations can be made online at chester.ca/bestof or by checking out the web version of this story below. Flushable doesn't actually mean flushable, according to the Municipality of Chester. Today they sent out a release saying that as a result of more sanitary wipes being used, it is important people know how to dispose of them. While many wipes may be marketed as flushable, the municipality says that they can still cause major blockages in pipes and can potentially cause thousands of dollars in damage. Warden Alan Weber says they have inspected the pipes recently and noticed some buildup, but nothing major, and he would like to keep it that way. They say in order to avoid this, all wipes should be thrown out with garbage and put out for collection on the appropriate day. Similar messages have already been sent out by the municipalities of Shelburne and Lunenburg. With food banks experiencing record high usage rates amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the municipality of the District of Lunenburg is doing what it can to help out locally. They announced yesterday they would be donating $10,000 to local food banks in the area. In a release, they say that the funds will be distributed amongst food banks in New Germany and the towns of Bridgewater, Mahone Bay, and Lunenburg. The money will be divided based on how many families each food bank serves. Mayor Carolyn Bolivar-Getson said in an email, quote, "We want the residents to know that we understand how important it is that they can continue to put food on their table during this difficult time," unquote. That is your Daily Catch for April 1st. For more on these stories and others, you can check the links below.